The feast at the Fairy's Song had thankfully gone largely without mishap, lasting until well into the night, with me waking up the next morning with a terrible hangover. Adventurers, both those who had been in the industry longer than me and those who had joined only recently, had approached me one after another to pour drinks of celebration. As the star of the feast, I couldn't refuse any of them, and it became an endless loop of me draining my cup, only to have it refilled soon afterwards. Ugh, to think that I'd get a hangover, even in another world. As for how my merry band of comrades had fared. In Ethel's case, although she was 16 years old, and thus legally of age to drink, she was quite weak to alcohol. From start to finish, she drank only juice, all while tending to me throughout the feast. The next morning, it was her devoted nursing that enabled me to make a speedy recovery. Gerard, in contrast, had thrown back mugs and mugs of alcohol, without a care in the world. He must have had a lot more than me, but apparently he wasn't capable of getting drunk. When I went down to the tavern the next morning, I found him drinking again. Life truly was unfair. Having struck up a friendship with Uldsan, Gerard had a blast trading stories of heroism and other interesting episodes from their pasts. Considering the pair featured one of Parth's strongest adventurers and a member of the party that had subjugated a demon the other day, all the young adventurers had flocked over to listen in, enraptured. The biggest surprise had been Sarah. She became extremely clingy when drunk, and was the kind of drinker who couldn't stop, despite having almost no tolerance at all. At the start of the feast, she had rushed to my side, loudly declaring,
"I'll pour for you."
Then she'd awkwardly and carefully poured me a cup. That was fine. However, having had almost no experience with alcohol, she grew curious about it after seeing me down it with such gusto. So I asked her, "Wanna try some?" and poured her a bit. One sip, and her face promptly turned red. Her slanted ruby-red eyes glazed over. And, well, the rest is easily imagined. To my surprise, Melfina turned out to be the most troublesome member of the party. Due to not having been able to join the feast, she turned a bit sulky. "Come on, you're a goddess. Don't be sulking about something like that."
"I am not sulking. I've been silent only because I've been very busy, wondering when it is that you'll finally be able to summon me."
"Didn't we go over this the other day, about how I still wouldn't have enough, even if I bumped energy, the skill that boosts max MP to rank S, even though my current max MP is already over 2,000?
"Oh, oops,